More than 600,000 Syrian refugees have fled their war-torn homeland since the conflict began almost 2 years ago. That's according to UN figures documenting those refugees who have officially registered with authorities. More than half of them are younger than 18. Turkey has become a safe haven for about 150,000 Syrians. 14,000 of them are living in the Kilis container city, just on the other side of the border from Aleppo. Dalia Mortada met with children and their families who are trying to cope with life during the war.
Children play hide-and-seek on winding cobblestone streets. They hide between the white vinyl container homes in which they live in the Kilis refugee camp in southeastern Turkey. They fled Syria with their families, and they've seen a lot of violence, but they're finding some degree of normalcy in their lives. First graders yell welcome in Turkish to classroom visitors. Some 3,700 students attend the camp schools, where they're taught the Syrian curriculum, but with a few changes.
Of course, the books are our books from Syria. But for example, when it comes to political ideas, the teacher changes or removes that content while teaching. Pictures of Bashar are cut out, blocked, or crossed out.
That is Yüksel, a Syrian refugee and the principal of the girls' school. Today, she's administering midterm exams to middle and high schoolers. Yüksel is strict, just like she would be back home. Students who have arrived too late can't sit the exams. She wants the kids to get a sense of regularity in the refugee camp. Outside, some kids see the camera I'm carrying and they tug on my arm to take their pictures. They show off the Turkish they've been learning, repeating words like abla, meaning sister. They throw up two fingers in the letter V for victory. Some smile, but others keep a straight face. It's not so easy to forget where they are. Just on the other side of the camp's walls is Syria. There, Syrian government jets drop bombs, often at night. The explosions shake the container homes inside the refugee camp.
Once an explosion sounded so close, I thought it was inside the container. Not just once. Every day there are explosions. Once it was so bad, I had half a mind to pack up my kids and leave the camp.
Renda and her two children fled northern Syria 18 months ago. She shares her container home with her brother's family. 11 people squeeze into the small home of about 4 by 8 meters. Her daughter, Selsabil, is 5 years old, and she won't say a word, often pouting and furrowing her eyebrow. Renda's neighbor, Mohammed, says the kids aren't the only ones who are afraid.
I mean, we've become so affected psychologically. We're being affected from the inside. Bashar Assad is affecting us from the inside. Not only did he ruin our cars and our houses, he's in our minds.
Kids employ their own methods to cope with the scary images in their minds. Zeynep is 12 years old. Her favorite class in school is drawing. She shyly tells me she draws about the war.
I draw pictures like how Bashar is killing people. And, well, I don't know.
Drawing also helps kids attending another refugee school in the nearby Turkish town of Gaziantep. Dima, the school's art teacher, asked her students to draw pictures of Syria during and after the war. One of Danya's pictures shows a war-torn Syria with blood-red ground. Trees lie on their sides. People are dead on the ground and a car is on fire. But next to it is a picture of a peaceful Syria with rainbows and green grass and purple flowers.
When she draws, she seems to feel much better. She starts laughing and communicating more. That's why I bring her in.
Many Syrian families who didn't find space in the camps are getting support from charity organizations nearby. Some of the kids, like 14-year-old Mustafa, prefer to go to the Turkish public schools in Gaziantep. He's Syrian of Turkmen descent, so he can speak both Arabic and Turkish. When he's not in school, he helps translate for new arrivals from Syria. He tells me that he's eager to become a journalist, just like his uncle. Mustafa admires his uncle deeply, so much so he actually changed his name to match. Mustafa's original name is Bashar.
The ruler's name is Bashar, and I don't like the name, and I don't like him. I don't like him.
The children back at Kilya's camp could not agree more. Free, free, freedom. The people want freedom. Whether you like it or not, Bashar, we will have freedom, shouts a 10-year-old girl. She's standing on top of a pickup truck, leading chants against the Syrian dictator. A few dozen kids join in. They link arms and dance in circles. They're coping as best they can, and just like their parents, they hope to be home soon. I'm Dalia Mortada for DW in Kilis Refugee Camp, Turkey.